/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Hawkeyes did it. They won. They looked good. Now what? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
We need to, punch him in the mouth first, get on our run. We don't want to, we've been going into halftime always down, and trying to work ourselves back in the game. And so it was big, big key for us today was to start early.
They did. And then Wisconsin got back into the game a little bit, and then Iowa took care of business in the second half. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, with you till 7 o'clock tonight, a Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. Very excited to take the show on the road tomorrow. We'll tell you a little bit about that, but let's get through today first. Come on, kids. We're all in this together. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register is going to join us to break down that Iowa win over the Badgers last night. He's going to be on at 5 o'clock. You'll hear from Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, at the bottom of hour number one, coming up in just a few minutes. UNI at home tonight at the McLeod Center. They're taking on Illinois State. You can get into that game for free simply by bringing a donation for the Cedar Valley United Way. Things like deodorant, detergent, anything of that nature. Catch yourself a free college basketball game. We'll talk a little bit about that with Gary and more. Coming up tonight in just under 55 minutes, the Baseball Writers of America will reveal who else gets into the Hall of Fame along with Jack Morris and Alan Trammell this year. It's not going to be Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, but that's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Would you like to see those two guys in the Hall of Fame at some point? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question today. Check them out on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. 6 o'clock showdown scheduled tonight as well. We've got a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids on the line tonight. If you can answer 7 questions in 60 seconds, or better yet, if you can answer more questions in 60 seconds than your opponent can. All of that and a whole lot more, but we start with last night. Iowa taking care of business against Wisconsin, and pretty convincingly, 85-67 final score. There was that little bit of a lapse in the first half with about 4 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go. Wisconsin was able to climb back into it within 5 or 6 points. Big shot. Iowa hit a big shot right before halftime to put it back to 9 points. And then in the second half, taking care of business. Luca Garza, double-double. Jordan Bohannon, double-double. And the Hawkeyes suddenly have a little bit more confidence.
I think that for the eternal optimist Iowa fans, and if you're still hanging on every play with this team and showing up at games and following this team, you probably are one of those people. I think they're just looking for a game where Iowa put everything together just one time. They had not done it up to this point this year, and certainly not against a major team. They did it a couple of times against a mid-major teams, but never against a Power 5 team, if you will. Colorado, I think, comes to mind. They struggled with turnovers in the first half of that game, and even Illinois. They were down 20 at the half. And I think that Fran said it best. No, we didn't think we turned a corner, because if you think to even have the notion that they have turned a corner, they needed to play a complete game, offensively and defensively. And everything has been discombobulated this year. When one guy's going, another's not going. Last night, it seemed for the first time this season, they put everything together.
They turn the corner like the band in Animal House. And they turn the corner and they march right into the brick wall. That's the only corner Iowa's turned this year. But Luca Garza, I think you're starting to see him emerge and grow into the role that he's going to be playing in college. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that these kids were getting ready for prom a year ago. I know that's an overused cliche, but the game is different at this level than it was at high school. Even for a guy who played it at such a high level as Luka Garza did, the game is different, and it takes a little bit of getting used to. Ethan, I don't know what it is about the Hawkeyes, but Ethan Happ is just a no-show almost when squaring off against the Hawkeyes. They kept him relatively in check again last night, and we talked with Evan Flood of 24/7 Sports about the struggles that Greg Gard's team is having this year, and Wisconsin's in the midst of a stretch where they're playing 5 of 6 games on the road. They got to go to the Breslin Center now to take on Michigan State and East Lansing, so they go from bad to worse. Everything all around, though, last night, it was coming up in favor of the Hawkeyes, and they needed that game. They needed that game for a number of reasons, but most importantly, Wisconsin is not very good this year, and so they could not lose to a team at home that isn't very good. Like Wisconsin, you can get your teeth kicked in by Purdue. There's no, you know, pride lost in that. Purdue's beaten a lot of teams. What, 19-2, 20-2, whatever they are now. You could not lose last night to Wisconsin. And the best part is for Hawkeye fans, they didn't really make it close. They didn't make you sweat.
Did you catch Dan Dockich's comments about Iowa basketball? And this time, Land of 10 published these. And I thought that he made some very good points about this team.
It was an article. I think Scott Docterman caught up with him before the game yesterday. I didn't get a chance to read that. It was in my queue today, and I was doing some other things in preparation for tomorrow's KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit, but we're very excited to get out and about here in Cedar Rapids tomorrow. So that was an article I was going to read today, and I did not get around to checking it out.
Well, going back to Luka Garza, he brought up Luka Garza as the guy on this team where you're starting to see him play with an intensity that the entire team needs to play with in order to win in the Big Ten. And that's what Fran McCaffrey said last night. You have to play with that type of intensity, the way they played last night, in order to have a chance. And like you said, I'm nowhere near ready to buy back in on this team. But I think that losing back-to-back games the way that they did to Rutgers and the way that they did to Purdue at home maybe showed, you know what, if we come out like this, the rest of the year we're going to get embarrassed night in and night out, and that's not what we want.
Now, I did think it was interesting. I listened to a couple players after the game talking about how well they practiced the last 2 days getting ready for that game, and I thought, okay, where has that been? What within the last... I mean, you got your manhood challenged by Purdue on Saturday. Is that what it takes to light a fire under you to get you to practice hard?
Could be. Could be.
I mean, that's not the way that it's supposed to go, but a couple of the players last night were patting themselves on the back for how well they practiced the last 2 days, and I thought, okay, you should have been doing that from the get-go. There's no excuse for that to be not taking place. Now, I will say this. You look, Iowa's got an opportunity here the next couple games to put something together. I'm not saying that they're going on a run, but they go to Nebraska on Saturday, and Tim Miles and the Huskers are average this year. And then Tuesday night, they're going to take on Minnesota at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's an 8 o'clock tip-off. They should win that game. They should be able to beat
the most disappointing team in the Big Ten.
Well, that's a race to the bottom this year between Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern. There are probably a couple other teams that you could throw in there. But Iowa has an opportunity to win, in my opinion, as many as 3 games in a row here. I'm not going to put a win at Penn State on the board, which is 2 Saturdays from now, because we saw Penn State beat Iowa earlier this year. So you have to be, I'm looking for the right word here.
See, cautious optimism isn't even the right word, because there's not necessarily, I wouldn't necessarily use the optimism word yet.
My mind is on, I was arguing with people. People wonder what you do before you come into the studio here to get behind the microphone, and I've been engaged in a very particular and very in-depth discussion about fast food hamburgers on Twitter.
I saw this
for the last 20 minutes
you.
Or so. So
that particular West Coast chain is way overrated.
That's where my mind has been right now. I'm trying to simultaneously host a sports talk radio show and argue about the merits of fast food hamburgers at the same time. So forgive me if I'm not coming up with the right terminology here, but you've got to be, and I think you put it best, maybe cautiously optimistic. Look, there were signs of life, and I think that's what people have been looking for with this team, and we haven't been seeing it for even going back to Illinois, and everybody was excited about 104 points on the road in overtime and picking up that first win, but they were still lacking defensively. Now, last night, and granted, Wisconsin is not setting the world on fire this year, and that's not a team that's built to score 85 points a game, so they were never going to hang 85 on Iowa, win or lose. But you saw pretty good defensive effort. You saw guys that were, I think, going above and beyond, making that extra play, making that extra pass in certain instances, doing some of the things that Fran McCaffrey talked about after the Purdue game with us.
They were. And Badger Mike on the text line, good win for Iowa. Nobody from Wisconsin can shoot. Hard to watch Hap back people down like it's middle school. And I want to get to Wisconsin in a second. But yeah, this team really hadn't shown signs of life at all other than that second half against Illinois. I can't think of a time where they put together a stretch of more than 5 to 10 minutes of basketball where you said, this team at least looks like even a shell of what we thought it was going to be. But Wisconsin, and I missed the conversation with Evan Flood yesterday. Is there any concern with Greg Gard at this point?
Because just in the general consensus that it's 2018, and when you lose, the fans start to get a little upset. They're starting to chirp a little bit on message boards and things like that, but their Hawkeye fans are doing that with Fran McCaffrey. I mean, it's a little bit early to pull the plug on Greg Gard. Well, and he said that, and I completely agree with him, but every fan has the right to open their mouth or bang on their keyboard, and what comes out, and you deal with it.
I just look at this in the sense of, I remember a few years back, I'm not a St. Louis University fan at all, but they had Rick Majerus as their head coach. Rick Majerus died, and Jim Crews took over. And for the next couple years, with Rick Majerus' recruits, Jim Crews was fine. They were a 4 or 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. When those guys left, he didn't recruit well enough to sustain any type of success. He was eventually fired. I'm not saying that Greg Gard is in that same situation, but it doesn't look like he's recruiting at a super high level. A lot of Wisconsin fans, from what I'm gathering, are concerned that nobody is coming in behind these guys to be able to sustain that success. Ethan Happ is going to be gone. Nigel Hayes is no longer there. Those guys from the Bo Ryan era are gone. Can Greg Gard turn this thing around? And something that Evan Flood said on Twitter that I agree with, it is a huge mistake. This is to Iowa fans too. It would be a huge mistake to fire a coach and not give them the ability to try to fight through adversity. Because for Greg Gard and for Fran McCaffrey, this is really that first sign of adversity in their coaching careers.
Let us never forget that at one point in time, Rick Majerus was tied to the Iowa basketball program as its next head coach when Steve Alford departed. The rumors about him owning land near Iowa City, and it was all but a done deal. This was after Iowa got permission to talk to Bruce Pearl and got turned down. That was when Pearl was at Tennessee, long before his show cause. Rick Majerus has a tiny, tiny place in Iowa history, Iowa basketball history. So I'm glad that you brought him up, because it brings me back to the halcyon days of Steve Alford's gone. What's the worst that could happen? And, well, the worst sort of happened, and Fran McCaffrey's rebuilt the program, gotten it back to playing respectable basketball. And this is really the first year where they've had major struggles under Fran McCaffrey. And we've talked about Matt Painter in year 5 or 8 or 9, whatever it was for him and West Lafayette. You have to sort of ride these stretches out. Now, I'll be the first guy to say, if I was playing like this next year, then absolutely. Some of the talk that's already going on will completely be warranted. But right now, I think what I was looking for after the Purdue game was that was kind of demoralizing for that team. As a matter of fact, I know Tyler Cook said, you can't look at it like that, don't use that word, stuff like that, Saturday when we talked to him. But that's what it was. It was a demoralizer. It was a reminder that that program is here and your program is down here. And so what I was looking for last night was, after you lose to Purdue on Saturday and just get embarrassed, get emasculated the way that the Hawkeyes did, do they pack it in? And I think at this point in the season, they very easily could have at 1-7 in the Big Ten, but they came out and they showed a little fight last night. Now, whether or not that amounts to anything, that remains to be seen. But they showed fight. They did some things that we haven't seen them do the last couple games. And if you're a Hawkeye fan, you've got to walk away from last night's game relatively happy. Let us know what you think on the Hurtine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. I see you, Ryan from Walford. Ryan from Walford says, Garza is starting to look like a guy that won't be at Iowa for 4 years. You can see him growing game by game. Look, I remember a couple guys in the media, and on message boards were saying the same thing about Aaron White, especially Aaron White's first year at Iowa. Let's slow down just a little bit. Now, in this day and age, who knows? But let's tap the brakes, especially when a lot of folks, you cannot make this up, okay? And this is going to come off as I'm having a conversation here with Ryan. I'm not, and it's not a direct criticism of you. But after the Purdue game, there were people talking about Luka Garza and comparing him to Adam Woodbury, and not in complimentary terms. Okay? So you can't go from, well, he's Adam Woodbury 2.0, which that's Tavern Hawk 101, if you want to boil down to it. You can't go from that end of the extreme to the other where, oh, this guy's not even going to be here for 4 years. He's not going to be here for 4 years. Tyler Cook's not going to be here for 4 years. This roster is just loaded with NBA talent. And no. But if Luka Garza leaves Iowa and has the same impact over 4 years that Aaron White did, then you got yourself a hell of a player. And Fran McCaffrey, I think, does have a hell of a player on his hands. But let's slow down. 319-366-1600. We mentioned the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. It is coming your way, and I say your way if you're listening to us in Cedar Rapids. Number one question we always get, when are you going to be out doing something like the road trip in Cedar Rapids? Short answer to your question, about 23 hours from now, a little under. We're going to be at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road here in Cedar Rapids, right by Elmcrest Country Club. Excited about it. As a matter of fact, went and had lunch there today, got the lay of the land. Tremendous food. I think you guys are really going to like this. Maybe you're familiar with Mulligan's. If you're not, I want to see you there tomorrow night for the KGYM road trip. We're going to be there from 4 to 7. They've got great specials from 3 to 6, and then tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock, it's half-price wing night. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, returning for one night and one night only. And then beyond that, we're working on some things. But tomorrow night, Mulligan's, Old Marion Road here in Cedar Rapids. We'll be there doing the show from 4 until 7. Stop on out and say hi. 4:24, time to tell you about someone who's going to be with us tomorrow at Mulligan's, Mantality. You can check them out online. LowTUSA.com is the website where you can go to learn a little bit more about suffering from low testosterone. Maybe you don't know what that is. Well, you may have it. You might want to look into it. You may want to go to their website, LowTUSA.com, and learn a little bit more about it. You find yourself, guys, getting older and being a little bit more forgetful, or maybe having a harder time taking off that 10 or 15 pounds that you put on around the holidays. Maybe your energy level just quite isn't where it needs to be with your kids or at work or with your wife or girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about. Could all possibly traced back to low testosterone. Well, the good news is there is such thing as testosterone replacement therapy, TRT. That's what Mentality specializes in. They can treat you at their clinic in North Liberty. It's a simple blood test. If you have low testosterone, they can deal with it for you. Board-certified physicians, covered by insurance in most cases. It's worth checking out if you think you could be suffering from low testosterone. LowTUSA.com. 425. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle is going to have your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Gary Rima, bottom of the hour. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register will kick off hour number two. Hall of Fame talk, and because I know you want it, we're going to have a Tiger update. There will be a Tiger update on this show. 426, back with more after this.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Okay, the holidays are over and you're thinking about selling your home this year. Doug McAllister and the team at Pinnacle Realty know how quickly spring will be here and know what to do to get your home ready for the selling season, now just weeks away. The Cedar Rapids housing market was white hot last year, and right now, Pinnacle can make sure your home is ready to sell at your price. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Spring is closer than you think.
Welcome back in. It is 4:28. Plenty to get to today, including a very important, very urgent Tiger update. But before we can bring that to you, we've got to get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men played their best game of the Big Ten schedule last night, defeating Wisconsin 85-67. Easily their most complete game. The Hawkeyes had several bright spots, beginning with freshman Luka Garza continuing his strong play with 17 points and 16 rebounds. Tyler Cook also had 17, Isaiah Moss had 15, and Cordell Pemsel had 11 and 7 rebounds. Jordan Bohannon had 13 points and 11 assists, already his fifth game with 10 or more assists, just one off the Iowa career record. The top-ranked team in Class 4A boys basketball, Iowa City West, defeated City High at home last night, led by Iowa commit Patrick McCaffrey. And the reason that's notable is that because with that victory, they became the first team to ever win 80 consecutive home games in Iowa history. They surpass a 79-game mark left by Palmer High School in 1991, and the Trojans haven't lost at home since December of 2010. Keeping an eye on another Iowa commit, Muscatine's Joe Wieskamp became the 36th player in Iowa high school history to score 2,000 points last night in a 64-43 victory over Clinton. He had 31 points and 15 rebounds. The Iowa High School Athletic Association voted today to keep the football playoff field at 16 per class rather than increase to 32. District champs and those who tied for titles will receive automatic bids, and the remaining field will now be determined by an RPI formula. We've got a full slate of basketball for you after the show tonight, beginning right after we get off the air. We'll pick up the UNI men hosting Illinois State as they try to battle their way back into contention in the MVC. That'll be on the FM frequencies, and at 7:30, we'll pick up the Iowa State women on the road at number 19 Oklahoma State on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Former Detroit Tiger Austin Jackson has parlayed a bounce-back year with the Cleveland Indians in 2017 into a two-year deal with the San Francisco Giants. He's going to make at least $6 million. Over the life of the contract, he could even take in more with incentives. He turns 31 next week. That is your very important Tiger update. What, you were expecting something else? Gary Rima joins us next.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with a husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Get exactly what it wants, but it'll get a change. Wait till tonight. Listen to ESPN Radio. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I did tease this straight ahead. LeBron James joined an exclusive club last night. Those who have scored 30,000 points in their career. That list includes...
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Steve Kerr is exactly right. The Warriors head coach says the NBA All-Star Draft should be televised. It absolutely should. If you haven't heard, the NBA's changing things up. LeBron James, Steph Curry, their team captains, they'll choose their All-Star starter teammates. Eight already decided starters will be in the pool for Bron and Steph to choose from one by one until all eight are gone. It's perfect for TV, but it's not going to be televised. Commissioner Adam Silver suggests that whichever player does his impression of a young me would be embarrassed. That impression, by the way, really just means being the last to get picked. Don't feel bad. I've turned out fine. But Steve Kerr says, so what? Even the last player picked as an all-star starter, how can that be embarrassing? Another point, Kerr. The NBA makes billions from TV. Why? Because we watch it. Why? Because the NBA gives us moments we want to watch. Taking us back to our childhood with a playground-style draft to pick all-star starters with LeBron and Steph as captains? What's more watchable than that? NBA, fix this by next year. In 60 seconds, is it really at this point?
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
So now what? Kevin Love has teammates that think he's Ferris Bueller? This team meeting thing is blown up. Monday, Cavs players, head coach Ty Lue and GM Kobe Altman met to discuss their struggles. And in that meeting, some expressed doubt about the legitimacy of Kevin Love's illness for which he left the arena during Saturday's loss to OKC. All right, so the team is losing. Players had already publicly said this roster isn't good enough. They keep losing, giving up almost $1.50 at home. Then they call out one of their key players, questioning whether he was sick or not when he says he was sick. It's all sick. This team is sick. How sick? In the meeting, they even apparently questioned LeBron's play. The king questioned in his own castle. Now the question, will anybody else in the East be good enough to actually take that throne? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
4:35, welcome back in the Todd Brolkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Good to have Alex back in the fold again today after that high school doubleheader last night. Hour number one continuing on all three frequencies, and the Illinois State Redbirds set for a showdown tonight with Northern Iowa. Here to discuss that and then some, our regular Wednesday guest, Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. And Gary, kind of Illinois State team are we going to see tonight?
They're desperate for a win, just like this UNI Panther basketball team, Todd. They've had their ups and downs. 4-4 ball club coming into the McLeod Center. One of their top players, Malik Yarbrough, a JUCO transfer that leads them at about 17 points per game, injured his knee and his toe in their last game. They said his knee is okay, but his toe is not. They were getting an MRI done on that. So he's questionable for tonight's game. So we'll see if he plays. That would be a big blow to them if he can't go, but they're still really talented. They start a 7-foot center. Their front line goes 7-foot, 6'9", 6'6", high-scoring guard in Keyshawn Evans at about 16 points per game. This is a really, when you, in fact, I was talking with a couple of the other radio guys around the Missouri Valley Conference, because we haven't seen Illinois State yet, and they said to the man, when you see Illinois State walk on the floor, you're like, wow, you know, these guys are impressive. Do we have a chance to, you know, even match up with these guys? But they've had their ups and downs, so Panthers are just going to have to take care of business at home tonight and start a new winning streak against this Redbird ball club.
And this is it's a free game, right, Gary? The UNI is giving people an opportunity to see this one for free if they bring a donation, right?
Yeah, really cool promotion going on with tonight's game. They partnered with the United Way Iowa Foster Care Program, and if you bring an item like a laundry basket, a laundry bag, towels, laundry detergent, deodorant, stuff like that, you get in absolutely free. So a pretty cool deal. All those things that people bring will go to the United Way Iowa Foster Care Program, and the thought of it is that to help boys and girls going into foster care or that are set now to branch out on their own, and to have some of those things that you just wouldn't think of maybe buying, like a laundry basket or having enough towels or laundry detergent, stuff like that. So really pretty cool promotion, and I hope people will step up and help that great cause, and also come out and you get a chance to see Division I basketball without buying a ticket. Just got to go pick up some deodorant or laundry soap and present it at the door, and you get in free.
Now, Gary, for this UNI team, it's going to be about improving their seating heading into Arch Madness at the end of the regular season. How important is winning at the McLeod Center, probably winning all five of their remaining home games at the McLeod Center, going to be for the rest of this season?
I think it's paramount. It's so tough to win on the road. And let's be honest, so far this year, this UNI basketball team has not been able to win a true road game. They won a couple of neutral court games, but they have not been able to win on their opponent's home floor yet this year. Now, I think they'll get a couple, but there's nothing easy ahead on that road schedule. So you got to take care of the home court. You got to win your home games, and then see if you can't pick off a couple of road games. And you know, just looking at it, with five home games to go, if the Panthers can run the table on those five, and they can pick up two road wins, you're talking about a 9-9 regular season finish, and that could be in the league this year. That could be good enough again from anywhere from third to maybe as far down as seventh place, but I think if you go 9-9, you can avoid Thursday. So It's got to start at home, got to protect your home court. We saw the Panthers do that in their previous two home games, but then stumble again on the road this past Sunday at Southern Illinois. So they're all important, but it just feels like you've got to make sure that and not only win at home, but you're taking on an Illinois State Redford team that, frankly, is one of the teams. You got two games left, so you kind of control that destiny with that Redford ball club to keep them below you. If you can sweep the regular season series, if there is a head-to-head tiebreaker, you own that. The Panthers lost that head-to-head tiebreaker with Southern Illinois over the weekend by dropping that road game and losing both regular season games to SIU. So now they got a chance to get Illinois State at home and then kind of slide them down the conference standings. And then when you get a chance to play at their place, that'd be a big one to go win on the road so that you had that head-to-head tiebreaker with that ball club.
Gary Reimer, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us on the program today as we get ready for UNI Illinois State tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off at the McLeod Center, as Gary mentioned. If you bring a donation for the United Way, you're going to get in absolutely free tonight. I don't think we've talked a whole lot about Austin Fife, but one of the problems that's been plaguing UNI in Valley play has been its shooting, but certainly not Austin Fife. He's at, 75% from the floor during conference games?
Yeah, I mean, the minutes he's played and the shots that he's gotten, Todd, he's knocked them down. So that's been a pleasant surprise. We need to get a little bit more out of him. It'll be interesting to see also tonight what starting lineup Coach Jacobson does go with. Does he went with Austin Fife the last couple of games as the starting center. Does he stick with that lineup, or does he go back to Bennett Cook tonight in that starting lineup? You know, starting probably gets overrated, but who's ever on the floor with the inside play tonight, they're going to have to play good. They're going to have to play big because Illinois State counters with a 7-foot junior center, Dauda Injai, who's pretty good, pretty tough defender. He's long, he's tough to get around. So either Fife or Bennett Cook are going to have to do a good job to get it done tonight inside for you. Now, they kind of got to be like a grinder. They got to grind it a little bit in there. You got to be a man. I worked that in because I saw somebody posted that they heard our interview last week and said Reimer on KGYM kind of sounded like John Gruden. If he'd have dropped a grinder and a man in there, he sounded like Gruden. So I had to work that in today, guys.
Now, Gary, when you think about these UNI teams in the past, they always kind of had a guy, whether it was Wes Washpin or Seth Tuttle or Jeremy Morgan offensively. Does that feel part of maybe what some of the offensive struggles are this year? There's not that one go-to scorer. Bennett Cook has been good, but now he's coming off the bench, and it's more of scoring by committee this year.
Alex, I think what you're talking about there is a team having that alpha dog, that guy.
Yes.
That's just your guy. I mean, you know, he's the Kajoa Heligba of that offense, or he's the Seth Tuttle, or he's the Wes Washburn. I mean, he's just the guy that he's just going to get it done, and he's going to lead you. And I, you know, to be honest, I feel that might be one of the weaknesses right now with this team. Is we just Clint Carlson, I think, is the vocal leader, the emotional leader, the senior that takes on that leadership role, but he still hasn't turned out to be that true go-to guy at your offensive end. And I think he can be that guy, but it just hasn't worked out so far this year. You know, we've seen Taiwan Pickford be the guy as a true freshman that at times was the go-to guy. Bennett Cook for a number of games was the ball was going to go into Bennett Cook's hands before anybody else touched it or a shot went up. That's been kind of off and on. I think if Wyatt Lowhouse would have started the year 100% healthy in time, he could have been maybe the go-to guy or the alpha dog. But just that's one thing that is lacking with this team right now. And you hope somebody steps up and takes on that role, because I'm with you. I think you got to have that type of player. You just got to have somebody who when it's crunch time, when it's on the line, they're your go-to guy, and they get it done. And when you look back at the really good UNI Panther basketball teams, we've always had that guy. And I mentioned a few of them, but we just had that go-to guy that got it done and wasn't win or lose and make the shot or miss the shot, wasn't afraid to take it, wanted it, and you need that, I think, to be successful.
Panther play-by-play voice Gary Rima joining us, and a win tonight would give you and I a little bit of momentum going into Sunday's game, a trip to Chicago to take on Loyola, 3 o'clock on Sunday. We won't get a chance to talk with you about that game until after it's over, but Loyola battling Drake for first place in the MVC right now.
Yeah, that's a big game tonight in Des Moines. The two teams that are 6-2, Drake took care of Missouri State over the weekend. When those two teams were in a three-way tie for first place, the Bears of Missouri State, Drake, and Loyola, Drake got that win 61-58 and kept a share of first place. And now right away they host Loyola tonight in a really big game. So we're going to catch Loyola on Sunday in Chicago as either in sole possession of first place with a win tonight or in a little bit of a foul move because they dropped a game behind Drake and got beat on the road. So, I'm not exactly sure what the best case scenario is for you and I. If you want them, you know, feeling pretty good about themselves and flying high and sitting on top of the conference standings by themselves, or if they get knocked off tonight by the Bulldogs. But this is an important week for you and I. I think this is a Redbird team that's beatable tonight on our home floor and then you got to find a way to go on the road and get that first road win of the year. And you look back at the history of Loyola being in the league, the Panthers have not played some of their best games in Chicago against the Ramblers. It's just it's a tough place to go in and get a win. So hopefully we get one tonight, pick up some momentum, and then go get that elusive first road win of the year on Sunday.
Gary, we've talked about the Missouri Valley Conference being completely up for grabs, and I think that no one's counting you and I out, even though right now they're towards the bottom of the standings. Who are some of these teams past 1-2? So we're talking teams with a 5-3 record or worse in league that are really dangerous heading into the rest of this season and then into the conference tournament.
Well, and first of all, I got to totally agree with you. I would not count this you and I team out, and I just look back at past history. 2 years ago, you and I basketball was 10-11 and 2-6 in the league at this same part of the season, and they rattled off 13 wins in their next 14 games, won the conference tournament, went to the NCAA tournament, won a game, lost a game. And I know it seems crazy, but back when that team was sitting 2-6, we were talking about the same thing, trying to avoid Thursday, just get it some wins to get out of 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th place, and that team just totally turned it around. And with that being said, Bennett Cook, Clint Carlson, Wyatt Lohaus all had a hand in that season as either guys coming off the bench or starters. So I'm hoping that these guys can rally and turn this season around, which I really believe they can. But I still think Missouri State's going to be in the mix. Alizé Johnson, I don't know what happened to him Saturday at Drake. He just didn't show up. He didn't have a game at all. 2 points where he had like 8 straight double-doubles. But he's the best player in the league, and I still think that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. Southern Illinois is just gritty enough and tough enough that they could. They're a team that could make a run in St. Louis. Indiana State's been a bit of a surprise. I thought they would be down a little bit more than they are, but Greg Lansing does a great job with that ball club. He has some talented guys. So I think, you know, keep an eye on that ball club too. But it's going to be interesting. I still think going to St. Louis, there's going to be a lot of teams that feel like that they can go there and win that tournament. You just would like to try and get out of Thursday, because nobody's ever won 4 games in 4 days to win the conference tournament and the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. As a matter of fact, only one time since they've taken all 10 teams to the postseason tournament has a team that had to play in those first round games on Thursday even made it to the semifinal round. So the Panthers got to put some wins together and try and finish in the top 6. But it could be a year where a team that finishes 7th or 8th, makes a run in St. Louis too. So, but I outside of Drake and Loyola, I still think Missouri State, Indiana State, definitely teams to keep an eye on, and Southern Illinois could be a dark horse type team too, I think, in the league this year.
Before we let you go and get back to your preparations for the Panther Sports Network tonight and your call of the game with Southern Illinois, are you going to go see Bob Ryan tomorrow? I see he's up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, actually, it doesn't work out for me because when he's talking, I'll be hosting the Ben Jacobson call-in show, and I could possibly get there to catch maybe the last part of it, but it just not going to work out, which, you know, that the commitments, you know, always – there's always some conflicts with the commitments that you have. So that's one thing that I will have to miss tomorrow, guys.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. We appreciate it as always. We'll touch base next Wednesday.
Todd and Alex, great being on with you. Appreciate you guys carrying our broadcast of UNI basketball. And Panther fans, stay positive. I really believe we're going to turn this thing around again this year, so stay with us.
All right. We'll talk with you next week, Gary. Thanks a lot. And that leads you up to a big game tonight because, as he said, Loyola on Sunday is either going to be in sole possession of first place in the MVC or it's going to be licking its wounds and probably take out some of its frustration on the Panthers. So
they have to win their home games. They have five home games remaining, and that would get them up to at least seven wins in conference. And this is going to be about improving their position come Arch Madness time in St. Louis, because there's a legitimate chance that a lower seed can make a run at this year's tournament. There's no Creighton, there's no Wichita State, and right now, I think that you see it all the time in mid-major conferences. You see a team, 500 teams at times, getting into the NCAA tournament because they get hot during their conference tournament time. And this year, the Missouri Valley Conference is a mid-major conference. It hasn't been in the past. It's been kind of in the purgatory between mid-major and a major conference. This year, it's one of those one bid leagues without question.
You can hear the Panthers and the Redbirds tonight on our FM frequencies, 107.5, 106.3, beginning at 7 o'clock after the show is over. 1600 AM, you'll hear Iowa State women's action. They've got Oklahoma State tonight. That's going to do it. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, got another big board update for you and a whole lot more as we take you up to tip-off tonight at 7 o'clock on our FM frequencies. Back with more after this.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary it even makes Golic look cool.
Yes, it does. And a totally updated fitness center that even has Wingo feeling like a workout.
I'm ripped. Plus plenty of comfortable spaces to hang out.
Yep, this La Quinta look definitely has a vibe of victory.
So you can just relax, refresh, and get ready for your next big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at just $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
There's a whole lot happening at Mulligan's Pub in Cedar Rapids. This Saturday, it's their big chili cook-off. Cook up a batch of your famous chili and bring it to Mulligan's. Sign up start at 11:30 and tasting begins at noon. Prizes will be awarded to the top 3 vote-getters. Mulligan's is also gearing up for their second anniversary, so plan to come celebrate during their customer appreciation party on February 3rd. They'll have $2 You Call It all day long. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender. the 4 for $4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for $4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm junior bacon cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for $4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
4:55, welcome back in. A $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids will be on the line in hour number 3 tonight. It is the 6 o'clock showdown. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more than your competitor, you're going to be off to the Fieldhouse where they've got some great specials. Good opportunity to maybe grab a bite to eat for lunch or hit up happy hour afterwards, after you get off work, after you head for the doors, which for many of you is coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes. Some of you have checked out already, I know, especially if you're already listening to us. Kyle's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men played their best game of the Big Ten schedule last night, defeating Wisconsin 85-67. Easily their most complete game, the Hawkeyes had several bright spots, beginning with freshman Luca Garza continuing his strong play. He had 17 points and 16 rebounds. Tyler Cook also had 17. Isaiah Moss had 15, and Cordell Pemsel had 11 and 7 rebounds. Jordan Bohannon had 13 points and 11 assists, already his fifth game with 10 or more assists, just one off the Iowa career record. The top-ranked team in Class 4A boys basketball, Iowa City West, defeated City High at home last night, led by Iowa commitment Patrick McCaffrey. The reason that's notable is that with that victory, they became the first team to ever win 80 consecutive home games in Iowa history. They surpassed a 79-game mark left by Palmer High School in 1991, and the Trojans haven't lost at home since December of 2010. Keeping an eye on another Iowa commit, Muscatine's Joe Wieskamp became the 36th player in Iowa high school history to score 2,000 points last night in a victory over Clinton. He had 31 points and 15 rebounds. We have got a full slate of basketball for you after our show tonight. Beginning right after we get off the air, we'll pick up the UNI men hosting Illinois State as they try to battle their way back into contention in the MVC. That'll be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And then at 7:30, we'll pick up coverage of the Iowa State women on the road at number 19, Oklahoma State. And you'll be able to hear that on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
All right, that's going to do it for hour number one. We still got plenty more to get to. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register is going to kick off hour number two next as we look back on a, yes, Hawkeye victory last night.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do they do?